It's the 15th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. Female babies born at the beginning of the decade up to 2023 are expected to experience a life that is less healthy than a baby born during the start of the 2010s. Office for National Statistics data shows that in Bedford, a baby girl is likely to have 62 years of health, which has been reduced by almost a year from the previous two-year period beginning in 2020. In a single decade, for Bedford, almost six healthy years have been lost for girls. For baby boys in Bedford, the last decade has shaved close to five healthy years off their lives, leaving them with just over 61 years of healthy living. A senior fellow at the King's Fund, Dr. Vinu Rally, said contributing factors to the falling health statistics include deprivation, employment, environment and air pollution. Over the last 5 years, Bedford Borough Council has received 2,000 complaints against area landlords. A spokesperson for the council said complaints were addressed without issue and that no landlords were placed in the Rogue Landlords database. Neither have they been taken to court during that period. A 16-year-old male student in Biggleswade has had his hunting style knife with a large 6-inch blade confiscated by police when he brought it into his school. The knife was ordered from a site on the internet that delivered the blade, serrated at the top, directly to his address. A spokesperson for Bedfordshire Police asked parents to be vigilant, stating, "Please engage with your children, show an interest and ensure that they are not ordering similar items as they are not welcome in our society and especially our schools." Following months of setbacks, step-free access is finally becoming a reality at Biggleswade Rail Station. Both lifts and a footbridge will be installed for wheelchair users and those struggling with heavy luggage. The construction project is expected to be completed by the end of the year. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.